I thought we got a lot accomplished last week. We're expecting the players to come back. A lot of them have been here. A lot of them came in today. We expect that everybody will be here tomorrow for lunch and then for meetings and for an early start on the Chiefs.
How big a concern, I guess, the health of your defensive line, I guess, Kyle and Tony in particular?
Yeah, I'm very encouraged right now.
You're encouraged? Right?
I'm encouraged, very encouraged right now.
How much different would this team be without two of those guys?
Well, we've shown over the last few weeks that we've got a good, solid rotation. We've got depth. You know, Jacob and, you know, David played very well at Baltimore and played a lot and hung in there. So we've got depth. You know, Kevin, unfortunately, because of numbers, we've not been able to keep Kevin active. And Kevin's played games for us and played well for us.
Jeff, how do you decide going into a game how many defensive linemen you have up? And did you cut a little close?
No, I didn't, because it's not the first time. We've only had eight this one game this year. Every other week we've had seven. So it's not the first time. Eight's a luxury. Seven is the normal number for us, and there's been times when we've had six. So seven, without question, is a normal number, and we just had a unique situation happen.
Kyle and Tony both stay here this weekend to rehab?
We had a number of players that stayed around over the weekend to rehab.
Those two of them?
That would include those two, yes.
Do you anticipate?
Typically, players that could not practice last week or we didn't feel like were capable of potentially playing or required rehab basically stay around. Now, in Kyle's case, had Kyle been 100% healthy, he'd have been here all weekend anyway. That's Kyle.
Do you anticipate those guys never practice this week?
You know, we'll be on the practice field normal schedule on Wednesday. I haven't ruled anybody out from practice. If they don't practice Wednesday, that doesn't mean they're not going to play Sunday.
Does Justin Gage put the injury behind him?
You know, he's one of a number of players that we're hoping to get on the practice field this week.
How did Javon Bennett and his snaps compare to how many snaps you thought he might play?
You know, his numbers are a little higher than what we thought, but he's still playing well, and he's strong. He's not having any issues. We rested him intensely this past week just because he's deserving of the rest. But expect him to be on the practice field this week and going. I mean, I don't think we need to look at the numbers unless we see some sign where he's fatiguing, but I don't anticipate this, particularly because of the great offseason work that he had here.
You might say not surprising at all, but maybe it is to any extent what Kurse has been able to do as far as the high number of snaps. How much of it was expected or surprised at all?
Well, when he was here, he played a high number of snaps. And when he was healthy in Philadelphia, he played a high number of snaps. I think the speculation was, well, we'll bring him in here as a situational pass rusher. And we'll do what we did last year with Travis and Antoine and that split time. And that's not necessarily the case. I mean, he's playing hard. He gets tired. He goes back. He comes over, stands by us and rests, and goes back on the field. He's in the same rotation as the other three starters.
How do you judge guys like Kurse, where because there's so much talent on that line, I'm guessing you can't just look at just stats, you know, sacks and tackles to judge their performance?
Because
there's only so many going around.
Yeah, but there's gap fit responsibilities. There's contained responsibilities. You know, he'll flatten out on bootlegs and force the quarterback to throw the ball out of bounds. And guess what? We don't see a bootleg the rest of the day. And you don't see that. We see that. So there's a lot of those hidden things that he's doing for us right now, well above and beyond just the sack numbers and the hurries and the hits that are contributing to the success of our defense.
In that same vein, what would be the same example for us for the offensive line? What's made the offensive line successful this season?
Well, I think those numbers are obvious. It's the sack numbers, it's the running game, it's the protection, it's the number of times the quarterback's been hit, and it's the fact that we're 5-0.
Look at the Chiefs and see a young team that maybe has struggled but has the potential to turn it around, maybe in a similar situation to what you were in a couple of years ago?
Well, they obviously they've had to make some difficult roster moves. One in particular was Jared Allen, But, you know, they've had a lot of draft choices. They've drafted well. They're playing young players. They've got some key players in some key positions, and Tony Gonzalez and Bo, and, you know, the running back is a very, very good player. They're, you know, they've got a good defensive player. So, you know, they've had trouble winning ball games, but all you have to do is put the Denver game on, and it'll get your attention. I mean, this is a team that's improving.
Is there a level of unknown there? I mean, you mentioned the core guys, but there are guys who maybe haven't seen a ton of this.
Yeah, we played them last year, but the roster has turned over significantly since last year's matchup. And I think the level of unknown comes just from a week off. I mean, that would be, you know, the staff's concern, because there's no way to predict what they've done over their bye week and what they're going to do from a game plan standpoint against us.
They left Chris for an offense. I know you didn't see him a lot this year because he's hurt early. But Chris probably on offense with him in there.
You know, I thought last year he played well leading up to our game, and he played well in our game. We made some plays in a difficult weather condition and a nicely frozen field. But I thought he knew where to go with the football, and he knows that, you know, when to get the ball to Gonzalez and when not to. And, you know, I think he's certainly a capable quarterback. I mean, we had a very good grade on him, you know, coming out, and so, you know, I think he gives them a boost, and certainly with a week and a half or the extra days of preparation, I think he has a chance to be productive.
There's been some speculation about Gonzalez being shopped or traded. You prepare just for him being in there?
Until we hear that the move's imminent. Obviously the trade deadline's tomorrow, so we really don't get the game plan until Wednesday, so we'll know.
Carl's coming off missing for weeks. Do you feel you know enough about him, despite that, to...
Who's that?
The quarterback, Gordy Carl.
Croyle?
Coming off...
Yeah, we played against him last year. He played against us. He was the starter last year, so we have a good feel for him. We have plenty of tape to evaluate him on.
Jeff, with the 5-0 start, some of the game finishes yesterday, a couple winless teams getting wins. And as you mentioned, the unknown with Kansas City, that helped maybe get the team back focused back in after their bye week?
Yeah, we're not going to have any difficulty getting focused for this ball game. They left with that being the intention when they came back, so I'm not concerned about that whatsoever. There are things, however, that do affect, you at least raise your concern level a little bit after byes, and those are the normal things, the timing. Typically after bye weeks, that next week the penalties seem to creep up a little bit, the turnovers, the timing's off a little bit, and so those will be things that will anxious during the week. But I'm not concerned about them taking anybody lightly or taking things for granted or coming in with a lack of focus. They're highly motivated right now. That's the one thing that's got us to this point, is that they've carried a very high respect level each week for their opponent. And that's what has gotten us to this point, and we're not going to waver off of that.
In the division, Jacksonville, Indianapolis both kind of turning things around after a slow start. Did you get a chance to see them play? What are your thoughts on those?
Yeah, I didn't pay much attention to yesterday other than the highlights, but you anticipate that happening. The teams are too talented. And this is, it's still so early, and everybody's curious and everybody's making predictions. You're going to see this basically the same teams you saw last year. They're not going to go in 16-0 and 14-2. They're going to go in at 12-4 and 10-6. But the same teams are good, and those teams are doing their way, doing their best they can to pull themselves out of some difficult injury situations, and they showed. I mean, Jacksonville has played very well 2 weeks in a row, and look at Houston's great ending yesterday, and same thing with Indy. I mean, we saw firsthand what Baltimore defense is all about, and so Indy was able to do that.
Anything else?
Okay, thank you.